If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Wednesday. Our good buddy Marcellus Wiley, former NFL Pro Bowl defensive end, now star with Fox Sports. Got a podcast. We'll talk about that. He'll join us coming up a little bit. We'll also talk about what it's like to be an edge rusher and trying to sack a quarterback now. Phillies, Braves coming up this afternoon. Padres, Dodgers tonight. Phillies, Astros, Yankees, Dodgers all win. Draymond Green is back. He'll play on Friday. No suspension. He is being fined for the punch on Jordan Poole, but no real dollar signs attached to that, at least not yet. The NFL is quiet on Davante Adams. There is a police report. The person who was on the sidelines was pushed, knocked down by Davante Adams. They did say didn't suffer life-threatening injuries. And I'm thinking, I must have missed something when he fell. But, you know, did he bang his elbow? Did he, you know, what kind of injuries did he suffer? But Davante Adams, the NFL, is looking into that. Also, it's been a little quiet, and here it is a Wednesday. And the NFL likes things to go away. They sort of wait. They want to wait what the reaction is. Any noise over here? Anybody saying anything about sacking quarterbacks? Okay, seem to be okay. Can we move on? But this is an overreaction, but I was told it was going to be an overreaction. So I'm not surprised. I guess when you still look at some of these sacks and you go, what's the defensive player supposed to do? And I think that's going to be interesting when we talk to Marcellus Wiley. What do you do to make the game safe, but also you keep the integrity? You make it fair. That's tough. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. New podcast, and it's on my podcast network. It's called Running Smoke, and I'll give you just the Cliff Notes version. The first ever indigenous person to race in NASCAR, NASCAR Cup Series, his name was Derek White, and that's interesting enough, but he was also arrested in Canada, largest police operation selling tobacco, and he believes it's his native right, shouldn't be facing, have to pay taxes there, so it's a big deal that's going on. Every Wednesday, Derek fights for his innocence. It's called Running Smoke. Now, wherever you get your podcast or on danpatrick.com. So very proud of that. You get an opportunity. You're a podcast person. It's each episode's around 20 minutes or so. All right, poll question for the final hour, Seton.
Damn, hour two had just an absolute landslide. Draymond Green's punishment was fair or non-existent. That's 91% non-existent.
Okay.
That is...
If it happened in a game, then he's down for at least a game.
I think that's what people are having a hard time reconciling, is that if it happened in a game, he would get sat down. If it happened anywhere in any other form of employment, he would at least be fired.
Yes.
At least, the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And this was like, well, I think there's a fine, and just apologize to the guys. Work through it.
And the NFL didn't have jurisdiction over Aaron Donald when he got into the helmet swinging incident. Undisclosed fine for Aaron Donald, and then it goes away.
But at least, football is obviously a physical sport. You're like battling another person, and there's a certain intensity there.
Yeah.
This was just two dudes talking trash that went way too far.
And they're teammates.
Yeah, and they're teammates.
That's the thing. Steve Kerr, Warriors head coach, on Jordan Poole and Draymond Green talking this out.
Jordan obviously had to be involved in this, and the players have been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. Steph has been working like crazy to try to figure out the best way to move forward. And Jordan and Draymond got together and had a great discussion that I think will help us move forward. And so after this entire week of everything and just assessing everything, this feels right.
I'd love to hear from Steph Curry. I'd love to hear from Jordan Poole. But it's Steph's team. He's still, looking at this team as championship caliber, obviously, and Draymond's an important part. At least he is right now. But so is Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole played really well last year. And if you can get 18 points from somebody who's 23 years of age, add that, because you don't know what, Klay Thompson still trying to get his legs and struggled at times, didn't look like the old Klay Thompson. Jordan Poole, you've got some other players, Kuminga, Wiseman. You've got a new wave that you want to try to, integrate them into the lineup, get some playing time, because, Steph's, 34? Klay Thompson, with all the surgeries that he's had, Draymond is, 32? So you've got the right balance here. The question is, can those younger players play? And, what role does Draymond Green play? Is he going to be 8 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists? And can you get – he wants to have a contract extension, and I'm going to guess he doesn't want to sign it for 2 years, probably going to want 4 years. Do you want to sign him up for that kind of money? Yeah, Paul.
I think I'm most fascinated with the Warriors is James Wiseman. It feels like he's not even in the league. He was just he was in the G League and he's rehabbing. The guy's 21 years old, was the number one pick of the draft. They said he was a sure thing. And if they somehow stumble into him being a quality player, even like a DeAndre Ayton type, that'd be fantastic for that team, because they remember they were 50 wins, 60 wins, 60 wins, 13 wins, and they stumbled in the number one pick and they got nothing out of it. James Wiseman, if he can do anything, would be a bonus.
Was Wiseman the number one pick?
Number two? Was it Edwards Wiseman, maybe?
Yeah, I think Wiseman was second or third pick in the draft. Yeah, Marv, does that sound right?
Yeah, but he was second pick in the draft.
Yeah, okay. And I remember watching him, and I thought, okay, he's got athleticism, he's got length. And Jay Billis was telling me that, he liked what he saw with him. But it's hard to really handicap somebody when they're 18 or 19 and go, hey, this is how good this guy's going to be. I was a big proponent of taking LaMelo Ball. I thought, put him in the backcourt with these guys and let him have some fun and create.
He went third.
Yes. And I thought, God, take him. But I don't know if you get nervous because of his father. If LaMelo Ball, was not, that's not his dad. If let's say his name was, Jimmy Smith. I wonder if they would have taken him. Because at the time, it felt like dad was too involved here. And, you know, that son was going to be better than Steph and Clay and Jordan and, you know, throw everybody. But I really liked him. And I still do. But I want to see now what happens to him. What do you add to your game? Because he's a good player. He's a smart player. And I've been watching him since his freshman year in high school. A lot of talent. And thought he would be the best player out of that family. And he's going to be. He already is. But I thought if you had him in that backcourt, and maybe they didn't, you know, want to add that. But James Wiseman, we haven't seen him. Been injured. Kuminga, we sort of see him play a little bit. Moody, you know, we're seeing these players. We just don't know if they're next level or they take that next step. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, I feel like those three especially, like, I hate saying, if they can kind of put everything together and you have maybe like your next generation of guys that, like, Kuminga seems like a Draymond type where I do a little bit of everything. Like, I saw him game against the Lakers. He was really giving LeBron some trouble. Athletic, can pass, can do a little bit of everything. So maybe they're trying to, you know, ease their way into, you know, post Draymond life.
Yeah, because now I got to look for Draymond's replacement and Clay's replacement and Steph's replacement. And that's not easy to find, obviously, but if you can get contributions from those players, like Jordan Poole was a godsend for this team. And, you know, he wasn't a fluke because if you watched him, Wiggins, another player, you know, forgot about him. You know, he was somebody that we thought, okay, LeBron didn't want to play with him in Cleveland. He goes to Minnesota. They didn't want to play with him in Minnesota. And then all of a sudden, hey, Golden State, you know, got Wiggins. And you're like, yeah, okay. And then you see what the system can do to certain players. When you get into a good rotation with good players and a good coach, man, it's amazing what can happen. And you saw that. Yes, Mark?
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to trust the Warriors GM and their management because Poole was the 28th pick in the draft. You know, Draymond, maybe outside of Steph, even Klay Thompson, like, whoever heard of him? I never heard of him. Maybe only Steph was the only guy that was really somebody on the college level where he was, you know, a must-have.
I remember watching Draymond at Michigan State, and it just felt like he did everything, but I don't know what that means. I mean, he was Big Ten Player of the Year, but you kind of watched him. Wasn't Darnell Valentine, was he also like Michigan State Big Ten Player of the Year? Denzel Valentine?
They always have those guys who average like 17 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Yeah. They do everything well, but they're never at 30-point guys.
Yes, yeah. And you know, drafting players, they had a high pick for James Wiseman. Steph was top 10, but Clay I knew only because of his father. And so you're getting these guys and you're going, all right. And then all of a sudden, the right system, the right coach, Steve Kerr replaces Mark Jackson. And then next thing you know, you're playing for championships. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. Phil in New York. Hi, Phil. What's on your mind?
Hello, Danny. Two things. If someone flips you the bird, laugh at him. Give him the biggest, heartiest. My father-in-law just told a joke laugh he can possibly muster. It'll piss him off even more. Guaranteed win every time.
Well, you know, Seton had one where he got flipped off by a father and a son one time.
Yeah, that kid was like, couldn't have been much older than my son. He's like, I don't know, 13 maybe. And the dude, he came, pulled up next to me. His lip was like raised, like he was showing his teeth at me. He was just so disgusted with me. And he gave me the middle finger. And then from the passenger seat, a like 12 or 13 year old boy leaned forward and he also gave me the finger. And I just started laughing.
You gotta laugh. You gotta laugh at that.
Yeah, so I gave them both the middle finger back.
Oh, okay.
And then I pointed at the little kid, gave him the finger. And then I pointed at the dad and started clapping. I'm like, yeah, right. That's well done.
Also judging parenting. I like that.
Very good. Yeah, I gave him a quick parental judgment.
Okay.
Ooh, you throw a parental judgment around.
Wow.
Yeah, that's go time. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
You are not a good father.
Yeah. The parental guidance police.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
You're a subpar influence.
Yeah. It was wonderful. It's one of the best things that's happened to me whilst driving to work.
Yeah. This just in from Tom Palacero. Tua Tagovailoa will return to the field, throw today as part of the progression through concussion protocol. Highly unlikely to play Sunday versus the Vikings, but he's headed in the right direction. Headed in the right direction. All right. See what I did with that
I
there?
See.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Let me see. Ian Rappaport says, Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel announced that Skylar Thompson expected to start for Miami. Two is out. Teddy Bridgewater may progress through protocol. Very limited practice time, if any. So Skylar Thompson it is versus the Vikings. Yes, he.
I thought Teddy Bridgewater's concussion was bogus and he should have been allowed right back in the game. Now he can't play next week either.
I don't know.
How about that? Maybe he really was hurt.
Maybe.
Very odd.
Maybe it's good that the Dolphins didn't put him back in the game just like they did with Tua. Maybe it's not all that crazy.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
They got those Skylar's the Limit shirts going on over there at the concession. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yes, Paul.
Anybody want to play the Skylar Thompson game? Where did he go to college?
Kansas State?
Yes.
Yeah! Yes.
Nice job.
Yes, thank you.
He was there for like 7 years.
Yeah. Because I watch Kansas State football, Paulie.
Exclusively.
Yes.
Almost exclusively.
Sometimes I do. Who was the Colin Klein?
Oh, we love Colin Klein. He was a Heisman favorite.
Yes, he was. Two L's. C-O-L-L-I-N?
Yes.
I think.
Colin.
Colin Klein. Yes, yes, Marv.
Except Tim Heisman?
He might have
Septizman?
He might have bleeded over to October, you know, with Kansas State.
He's one of those guys who ran better than he
yes,
threw.
Yes, he did.
Like a dump truck.
Yes, he did. What, Todd?
He had his own jeans company, didn't he?
Oh my God!
Was that bad?
You just
I couldn't leave it alone.
Yeah, you went 0-for-2.
I was referring to Calvin Klein. For
no, no, that. I got it. Okay. But why?
I don't know why. I said
it's
that.
You're down 0-2 in the count.
Damn,
I know.
Should I try to bunt?
Why don't you? No, why don't you grab some pine? Why don't you go grab some bench there?
I'll be back.
All right.
I didn't catch the last name. He said Jenna Tolles. I didn't.
I think we got it. I guess you did catch it.
Jenna Tolles? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Todd just walked out.
That's all it took?
Yeah. He just walked out. Okay.
The Colin Klein, Calvin Klein thing is a whiff.
That's bad.
That's tough.
It's really bad. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Let's take a break. We're going to get it together. Marcellus Wiley will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive. M-Drive is ready to help you when you wake up in the morning. Get things done. Takes energy. We have less and less as we get older. That's why I take M-Drive. Testosterone support for driven guys. Packed with clinically tested ingredients. Supporting healthy T levels, the drive to get things done, and if you're willing to put in some work, M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. And if you're like me, you want to get things done, accomplish more, try M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys. You can order it at mdrivedan.com, or you can go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, and you could find the top-selling M-Drive products there. And just for my listeners, M-Drive, $5. It's a two-week trial. See if it gives you that energy. You feel better in the morning. You can text Dan to 55,000, 5500, claim 000, claim your exclusive offer. So thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready-for-anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA. Member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Did we ever find out if that guy who got the Aaron Judge home run ball in Toronto, did he ever sell it? Did he give it back to Judge? Is he holding on to it? Yeah, Paulie.
The last story I see was 4 days ago. It said he still has it, and he's had, rumor is he's had offers of $2 million. It doesn't say anything about if he still has it or he sold it.
Okay.
Checking.
Got a new podcast, another new podcast, including Running Smoke, and it's with Marcellus Wiley, and it's set to make its debut in the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. It's called More to It, including extended interviews across media, sports, and entertainment. I know Lil Wayne. I heard that episode. That was very revealing, very entertaining. Charles Barkley, Anthony Anderson, Deion Sanders, Snoop Dogg. Those are some of the scheduled guests with Dat Dude, Marcellus Wiley, the former defensive end with the Chargers, our good buddy. And here he is, Mr. Media. Good to have you on, buddy.
Thanks so much, Dan. How's it been, brother?
Everything's good. What do you have behind you? What are you in a...
What don't I have behind me? I think it's like every trophy I've had since Pop Warner, pictures of the family, my book. Just this, my family office right here. So my whole memoirs, everything's here.
Explain your podcast, though. What is it that... Why is this different?
Yeah, it's called More to It because with every success story, there's more to it than what you see on the surface. And if you think about it, I'm a big believer that failure is natural and success is sought and taught. So if you wake up and don't do anything, we know you're going to fail at everything. But these guys, whoever we're talking about, the athletes, the entertainers, the celebrities, the CEOs, influencers, they all have went down a path of success that was met with adversity and was met with resistance, and they still overcame all of those obstacles. And I think it's just something that can inspire us all, because sometimes you get down on your luck and you can start throwing your own pity parties. But the difference between a champion and a contender is that the champion gets up one more time. And I'm trying to inspire all.
And you grew up in Compton?
Yes.
Okay. How do you get out of Compton and you go to an Ivy League school? Like, how do they find you?
I think the discovery process is like any other place, any other discovery. If you have enough talent, you make enough noise, they'll come find you no matter where you are. But my story, I grew up in Compton, born and raised, pre-NWA, before all the movies and all the music, before it got all of a sudden glorified as something that it wasn't. And then we moved to South Central. We actually thought we were moving to greener pastures, and it felt as bad, if not worse. But I was a guy who had a balancing act. I had an identity. I knew who I was. More importantly, I knew who I was not. I was not a gangster. I was not a drug dealer. I was not going to be distracted by the ills around me. I was going to be focused. And my two talents, frankly, were my academics. I was intrigued about the whole learning process. I was eager to learn. I was a nerd. And I was fast. I was a fast kid. I ran track. I set national records. I won national championships. And since I was fearless with that speed, I played football. And that's all I had on my tool belt, man. I didn't have a ton of resources, or even it felt like a ton of skills, but I focused on them and honed them.
Okay, but why not USC or something a little closer to home?
Yeah, I think the short of it is I saw too many of my friends, uber talented, five stars, better players than me, all return back to the neighborhood with some kind of sob story, some kind of, oh, I almost made it, coach is tripping. Always something that got them a little short of what they wanted to attain. And I just frankly wanted a higher safety net. I knew I could play, but who knows if you're going to make it to the NFL? Who knows if you blow your knee up your senior year? Who knows if you pull your hamstring right before the combine and don't get that opportunity? So I wanted a higher safety net. And to me, that was my diploma. That was my education and the reputation of the school that I chose. So I looked at it as a simple formula: pick the best academic school and go play ball. They found me in Compton. They found me in L.A. They'll find me at Columbia.
Marcellus Wiley, former NFL defensive end, and the podcast is More To It. And you'll find that on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. So every Wednesday that comes out. All right. As a former defensive end, you weren't a edge rusher back then. You were just a defensive end.
Yeah,
give right. me what roughing the passer was back when you played.
Oh, night and day. Roughing the passer was not only intent, but consequence. So it wasn't just that you tried to hit them hard, but not only did you hit them hard, did you hit them late? You didn't even blur the lines of the rules. You went beyond the echo of the whistle, and that was roughing the passer back then. So I think it was pretty obvious in my day what roughing the passer looked like. Now it seems like we're blurring that line because it's not always done with the worst intention and certainly not with the worst consequence. But in protection of the quarterback that floats all boats, we know what this business is about. It's about that quarterback standing tall and standing protected. So we have competing interests. Everybody wants to still play the game like a gladiator sport and be physical out there, but you got to protect the profits. Everybody like cashing them checks. Well, you got to protect the cash and the checks that are being written, and those are the quarterbacks.
So how would you play now?
Oh, it's easy for me. I hate when these guys get out here like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know how to play in this game. Shut up. All right, this is how it went. They changed the target area maybe like a decade ago, and guy after guy complained, what am I supposed to do? I've been hitting people this way for decades. And they start fining them and fining them. And once they start fining them, those players start adjusting. We are uber talented. We see everything in micro frames. We can manipulate not only how we fall, but how you fall. So everyone adjusted. The same with this. All I tell guys is, look, You get a sack on your record, on your resume, whether you hit him hard or hit him soft, as long as he goes down, bruh. And the sacks is what you want because that's how you get the stacks. That's how you get your money. So who cares if you're going out there and make sure it's an exclamation point? Just get the dude on the ground so he can survive and we all get paid.
But what did Chris Jones do wrong in his sack?
What he did wrong is what his initial intent, and you got to watch it as I'm speaking through it to actually get this. But Chris Jones was coming in to try and lift him, to try and DDT him. Want to know why? Because his feet lifted off the ground. Now, when you're running, you have to have one foot on the ground in contact. You're running. Even if you're running through someone, you still have a foot on the ground. Chris Jones lifted his feet. You want to know why? Because he was trying to get him down with some intent, and it wasn't positive. But he got bailed out. I wouldn't have called roughing the passer on that one, but I see why they did it. He got bailed out because the ball came loose on the strip.
Okay.
And since the ball came loose, then all bets are off. Oh, I'm just landing on him because the ball is coming out underneath him. But before even the ball came out, Chris Jones was about to lift that dude and DDT him, and they saw that.
Quarterbacks, certain quarterbacks, preferential treatment?
Absolutely. Like on certain teams, no matter who you are, you're going to get that preferential treatment. It's the pecking order. It's the way it's supposed to be. The star
you don't
player,
have a problem with that, that Brady and Rodgers and Mahomes are going to get preferential treatment? You know, Derek Carr hasn't earned that. Certain quarterback, Josh Allen's going to get preferential treatment. Justin Herbert, probably. Joe Burrow, you're okay with that as a defensive player?
Yeah, I mean, that's the dynamics of the game. That's the dynamics of life. Look, Aaron Donald gets preferential treatment. He's a D tackle. If you're the man, they're going to show you love. It's just as simple as that. And I was a defensive end, and I got preferential treatment at the time. Look, if you're the man in your locker room, you just walk around, and your joke is not even funny, and they're laughing. But you're not the man. You could be Eddie Murphy up there, and nobody going to giggle. That's how the game works, and it's the same on the field. It's not just the quarterback. It's who you are and your impact, not only on the game, but on the bottom line. So, yeah, give them their love.
Yeah, and Micah Parsons has elevated himself into that. Like when you say who changes a game, like how many players truly change a game? Micah Parsons is on the short list. You could put Bosa in there, I guess. I don't know how many other Aaron Donald, you can put him in there. Yeah. Myles Garrett, I thought was going to be that guy. But then mostly it's quarterbacks as well. But I mean, where would you put Micah Parsons when it's MVP talk, not defensive player of the year? I'm talking about MVP.
Yeah, he's certainly tier one. And you got to respect what he's doing because of how difficult it is. I mean, it's one of the most resistant paths in terms of making impact. Think about it. There's five guys in front of you. They're all 300 plus pounds and they can move. And a lot of times you get double teams. And even when you are single team, you make that impact play. It's the timing of that play that really has impact as a defensive end. Quarterbacks are the ultimate because not only do they get the yards, but they get the points and they control the time of possession and they control the amount of possessions. I've seen quarterbacks, when they throw for four touchdowns plus, they're going to win 90-some percent of those games. I've seen defensive ends, when they get three, four sacks, they still lose. They still get spanked. So as much as I want to root with my bias as being a defender, we don't make the same impact on the game as those quarterbacks.
How has concussion protocol changed over the years?
Well, one, there was no protocol when I played. I swear.
So you didn't have to lie back then?
No. We didn't even have to lie because they didn't even ask the question to lie about. It's so crazy, Dan. Like, we used to call it getting your bell rung.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. Like, concussion was left for outside of football, outside of sports. Like, concussion, what you mean? Like, if you got knocked out, that's knocked out. Other than that, it was just getting your bell rung. So now, listening to the guys in the protocol, obviously, it was a good protocol. But it's not a perfect protocol because of the incentives. I'm not going to lie. If I were an active player right now, I would be incentivized to make sure I never lost time because of a concussion.
Yep.
And everyone's going to tell me, oh, no, your brain is different and you got to take care of yourself and life after football. but I'm not thinking that way. I have a finite amount of time to make this money, make these opportunities, and go out there and ball. So in situations when it's concussion protocol, I am not serving the doctors. I'm not serving the team. I am self-serving.
Yeah, there's reasons why they're always going to deceive. Because like Dan Orlovsky, he said, if I was 24, I'm going to lie because I don't know if I get back in the game again. And then you're on the bench. He wasn't a marquee player. Here's Tua. And that's what I didn't understand. If your back seizes up like that, Marcellus, the eye test means there's something that really affected you. Maybe you didn't have a concussion. I got to sit you out. I got to figure out what happened. They just kept kind of pushing it off, going, hey, didn't have a concussion. Okay, but what did he have that would force him to almost feel like, you know, he just got hit by Buster Douglas?
Yeah, but you sound so logical. And you're sitting there in that nice studio, in that air-conditioned studio, in a different emotional state than a player in that moment. I had my back seize up on me before, and immediately I wanted to continue to play. And immediately the doctor stepped in and said, hey, we have to go through the proper test to evaluate that. I'm not mad at Tua if he said it was my back and I want to go back out there and play. Why? Yeah. Because he knows he is a fringe starter. He's the guy who's been hanging on by tooth and nail and by a thread in that organization. For whatever reason, they don't fully believe in him. And he knows he can't step away, let somebody else get hot, and then lose his job.
Are the Rams in trouble?
Yeah, well, certainly they're in trouble. I mean, one, they have the Super Bowl championship fat and full going on where, okay, everyone rubbed their bellies. And not only did they get their belly rubbed, they're in Los Angeles getting their belly rubbed at SoFi Stadium. So I think that they're trying to get out of the bed with the silk robes on, like Marvin Hagler once said. And you can just see that they're just a little off course in terms of their eyes on the prize, the same appetite, the same hunger, going through all those little things. Plus, Matthew Stafford doesn't look fully healthy. I talked to him about a couple months ago, and he said, look, last year, I wasn't healthy the entire year. And I think even after the procedure, this year, he doesn't look fully healthy. Oh, yeah, they're in trouble.
Good to visit with you, and look forward to your podcast. It's called More to It. Marcellus Wiley, and available weekly on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Great to have you on board. Thank you, brother.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan. Take care, brother.
That's Marcellus Wiley. We go back a long way with Marcellus.
Right when he joined the he went Bills, then Chargers.
Chargers.
Right, right, yeah. When he joined the Chargers, we started having him on.
Yeah, I remember Paulie going, hey, we should have this guy Marcellus Wiley on. And he goes, he went to Columbia.
And that's right. And Columbia football was, you remember how bad it was?
They were horrible.
He stood out.
Yes. Yeah. I remember doing a story on them. I don't think Marcellus was there when they had that losing streak. They had the longest losing streak, I think, in college football. And I was at CNN. So this is the early 80s. And I remember going to a Columbia football game. They might have broken the record of Northwestern or somebody. I'm looking at the police report. So, Davante Adams has been charged with misdemeanor assault, according to Kansas City police. I'll have more details on this as I'm looking at the police report. Have that for you. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris Collinsworth from Sunday Night Football will join us on the program tomorrow. Brent Musburger will also stop by as well. I like that. Got some broadcast royalty here. You know, I just went in the back room and I got a gift. Great gift. And it's going to be proudly displayed in the man cave. Do you guys want to play guess the gift that Dan got?
Can we ask for hints?
Yes, you can.
Is it big or small?
That's what she said. It is...
Nice.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Is it a piece of sports memorabilia?
Yes. Yes, Todd.
Is it a signed jersey of some sort?
It is not.
It is a sign from a sports stadium.
It is not.
Is it an item of clothing?
It is not. It has a piece of clothing on it. Todd?
My other guess was some type of award or trophy that, once again, you're going to get in trouble for borrowing and displaying.
Okay.
Is it from one of your heroes or kind of a random person?
It is not from a person. It's from a league. Yes, Marv.
Maybe a jersey or something from the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame?
No.
Is it pickleball related?
It is not. Yeah, Paulie.
Mac football, like Ohio Bobcats?
No, not something as nice as that.
The association?
No, not something from the NBA. It's from Major League Baseball.
Is it donuts?
It is not donuts. Like on a bat? No.
Yeah, because every year the NHL sends us a big box of donuts before the playoffs.
Yeah, it's great.
The best. I can
Stanley donut. Cup
it's,
donuts.
It's a little bit nicer than that.
Oh.
It's very heavy. It probably is 35, 40 pounds. Yes, Todd?
A seat from a stadium?
No. It has a small patch, a cloth, a little small patch on it. Has something that you could use in a game on it.
Spider tech?
No. Yeah.
A rosin bag.
Yeah, I put that on my ears.
A 35-pound rosin bag.
Okay. I have made fun of this in previous years.
The Gold Glove Award, yes. MLB Gold Glove
Award. Yes, it is. I have the upgraded Gold Glove is gorgeous.
It is?
Yes.
No more Krylon?
No, it's Rawlings. My good buddy Roman, who works at Rawlings, brought in the Gold Glove. Gave me a Gold Glove. Got my name on it, got my picture on it, and I will show it to you. Here.
Gold Glove recipient, Dan Patrick?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I did play a pretty mean shortstop, you know, growing up. But, yeah, it's I've known the people from Rawlings for a long, long time, and they know that I was giving them grief. And, like, why is he, you know, banging on us here? And I think they realized that the Gold Glove needed to be upgraded when we had Harold Reynolds' Gold Glove in here. And we all look like, you know, maybe this is a kid's project that you do for school.
Yes. It was one of the more disappointing things.
Oh,
that
my God.
I was like, this is what they gave him? This like unbelievable award, the Gold Glove that I've been hearing about all my life and childhood. Like, he's a Gold Glover.
Yeah.
This?
Yes, yes, Paul.
The old Gold Glove looked like a small wood base. Somehow you put some duct tape down and held down a mitt, a random mitt, and then got some Rust-Oleum and gold Rust-Oleum and spray painted it and said, here you go, Harold Reynolds.
Yeah.
I definitely put like macaroni on a cigar box and spray painted it, and it was the exact same thing.
All right, so I'll have that for you guys. Davante Adams has been charged with misdemeanor assault. Assault. Paulie, you have the police report. What's it say?
It gives a lot of details of time and who and where, but at the bottom it says assault, an intentional overt act inflicting bodily injury and causing offense upon a person. The person was, and they give the name, pushed to the ground using two hands, causing whiplash and headache and possible minor concussion. So that brings in the medical side of it. Mm. Possible minor concussion. Three things you cannot prove or disprove.
I was going to say, can you prove whiplash? Can you prove that you have headaches?
You can't prove either way, almost.
Like, it's gray area there, it feels like. Yes, Todd?
Can we just be thankful the victim didn't sustain life-threatening injuries through all this? Because that's what I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I know. Todd's been all caught up in that. You know, life-threatening injuries?
I've seen people in much worse situations, and that phrase was never used in life.
But I don't know. Let me be fair. Let me be fair. What if he did actually get hurt? Like, I at least have to have some logic, you know, attached to this that could he have been hurt? It didn't look like he was hurt, you know, but, you know, compared to getting hit, you know, in a football game, but I don't know. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the police report. So I got to at least be fair that, you know, did he get banged up a little bit? Yes.
It's just, for me, it's like going to the police. Is such a step. Filing a police report against somebody is a very serious step to me.
But I think you're going to have to do that if you're going to file, you know, if your insurance company would probably say to do that. Like, get it on record.
No, it's very clear that it was with intention.
Oh, yeah. So that's happening to Davante Adams. I don't know what the NFL does in a situation like that. Let me see. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. Welcome back. What do you have for me?
Well, I wanted to try to answer your Bo Jackson mythology question that you've asked the last couple of days. I think it's the James Dean phenomenon. I think it's Marilyn Monroe. For my generation, it was Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain would be nothing special if he was middle-aged performing in Vegas every day. I think, simply put, Bo Jackson's career didn't outlive the fantasy, so he's become a myth.
Yeah, I agree. I did an interview with, first time I met him, he had just won the Heisman. And I'm in New York, and I worked at CNN, and he came into CNN. And he had a speech impediment at the time. And I've since subsequently played golf with him. That's an interesting trip. When you see Bo play golf, he putted one-handed, and I played with Jim McMahon and Bo Jackson. talk about, you know, opposites when it comes to impressive athlete. Now, but Bo was, he went after it when we're playing golf. But I met him the first time. He had just won the Heisman, and he was shy. And it's one of those where you see him on the football field, and there's nothing shy about him. But that was the first time I met him. Yes, Todd.
Did McMahon have the Roselle headband on when you were playing golf?
He did not, Todd.
POWMIA?
Yes, Eden.
I wasn't planning on getting into a fist fight today, but if Doug in North Carolina's got more comments about Kurt Cobain, we could do that.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
It's just a random one. No big deal. 1986, Walter Payton of the Bears became the first. Like the guy on hold earlier.
That's Eric.
Walter Payton of the Bears became the first NFL player to accumulate 20,000 yards from scrimmage. Eat it.
Oh, he's the greatest ever.
There you go, Dan.
Walter Payton.
A real show.
I'm on hold.
Send the Emmy over.
1979.
Walter Payton did something awesome, I bet.
Larry Bird and Magic Johnson made their NBA debuts. No big deal. And Mordecai Three Fingers Brown pitched a seven-hit shutout, beating the Tigers in 1907 as the Cubs get their first World Series win with Mordecai Three Fingers. What We Learned brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven dudes, and it supports healthy testosterone. The drive to get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text Dan to 55,000, 55,000. Feel good. Accomplish more. Text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order for $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, but wait, there's one more item as we close out this Wednesday show. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times in different ways. Let's say you're changing jobs or maybe considering retirement. So now you have to start thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals, financial goals, investment portfolios, retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. You don't want to go alone, and you can't afford to make mistakes. Well, you don't have to. Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you for over 130 years. They're going to help you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. You have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that will enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.